My name is K.V. Sane. I am the director of the Contemporary Theater Studies program here at Shepherd.
What made you involved in or interested in Black theater?
My work has always been focused on representation and where I have seen a lack of representation. And this goes back, I don't want to give away my age, but it goes back decades. Simply as a woman who wears glasses, I never saw a woman, I'm not even particularly large, but I never saw a woman my size or my height on stage, and I certainly never saw anyone who wasn't playing a nerd wearing glasses on stage. And those things just always struck me as odd. And so I had a graduate professor who very much saw where my interests were and that I wanted to, you know, hold the mirror up to life in an authentic way, in a way that is strangely provocative to be showing, you know, people in their authentic selves on stage. And then that just continued to evolve. I built my directing career as a high school English teacher, both in Richmond City Schools and Petersburg City Schools in Virginia. And so I was able to choose material that was specific to the student body, which was overwhelmingly African American. And it just became an area of interest and an area of study. I had a mentor in the late Marvin Sims, who saw the work that I was doing, and a mentor in Benny Sato Ambush, who was the artistic director at Theater Virginia in Richmond. And they both, I don't know what they saw in me or why, but they just plied me with these scripts. And I really learned very early and very quickly that theater was a window into other worlds, and it at least evoked in me an empathy and understanding that I saw there was a need for in the broader world, particularly living in the South. I'm from outside of Philadelphia, and so living in Richmond, particularly the capital of the Confederacy, I saw the need for telling these stories. I'm a director by trade, a dramaturg. I love developing new works, and it occurred to me that I had made all of these contacts and connections in my short career that were all with Black theaters and with Black theater leaders, and not a single one of them needed me to come to their theaters to tell their stories to their audiences, right? And so I realized that my role and my responsibility to the industry was probably to be an amplifier and to do what I could to provide access to a history that was not being recorded or celebrated to the degree that I thought it should be. I was teaching at Davidson-Elkins College at the time, and I realized that many of my students were doing their research through YouTube videos and podcasts. But I also realized that there were new vehicles for this information, and I didn't see anyone else in that podcast world really documenting the history and doing the interviews with the people so that students who maybe are better auditory learners than not could be listening to an artist talk about their own work and their own history before writing a paper, that they could be experiencing those things from the source or from a source one removed. I realized that I'd been creating all these connections over the years, and this was a way that I could put those connections to use in a way that was celebrating who those artists were and who those theaters were and the plays themselves. Mm-hmm.